Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jimmy Carter brought to you by Crestview RV and Swertner Farm and Ranch. Good Wednesday morning to you, Jimmy. Happy Certified Nurses Day.
Oh, that's good. And Bruce Willis's birthday. I was watching him blow out the candles on a cake. He turned 70 today. I know he's got some issues there, but hard to tell when you just look at him in a video. He seems to be smiling and seems to be, you know, okay. How about, I got hooked on this yesterday. I didn't know I would, but I did. I got locked into the coverage of the splashdown.
You too.
Of the SpaceX.
And what was worse, in the 6 o'clock hour, me droning on for 7 minutes trying to tell everybody that I just couldn't, you know, I was trying to leave to go to the ballpark, and I watched it for 2 hours. It's like the old days. It was great, wasn't it?
It looked, I mean, I know it was real, but I'm saying it was so good, it looked like it was a movie or fake. Because the NASA pictures were so amazing from that Canavera plane that was way up.
What kind of plane was that? I was trying to tell about that. The most incredible lenses. I mean, we could see the whole thing from the time it was about to re-enter the atmosphere. It's crazy.
Yeah, you could see the way you could see it. You couldn't really tell what it was, but you knew that's what it was. It was coming in over like the Panama Canal north, somewhere way out in the Pacific, and then over the Isthmus of Panama, and then came in real quick and landed. But they had it the whole time, and they had it while it was falling before the drone parachutes come out to try to start to slow it down. And then SpaceX has got so many great cameras on the spacecraft, little bitty cameras, that you could see the drone come out, then you saw the big chutes come out. And then they had a drone flying from the Megan ship. And that drone, the quality on that thing was unbelievable. And it just looked, it was too perfect. We've never seen a splashdown, I don't think, that complete, where they've come in from space and then all of a sudden, boom. What? You know, there they are on the water, and the drone circled the spacecraft.
You had to see it, but that's what I'm saying. Me trying to tell everybody, but, you know, what I realize, I haven't watched a splashdown probably in 30 years, right?
Me either.
And you either. So, what last I was used to, you had all the military there and aircraft carriers, and there's precision with the military. These are all civilians, but I was taken by, it's private stuff with regular people, not in a uniform at all, really. And they practiced this thing, these drills, to do all that so much. It wasn't ragtag at all. It was
extremely precise. And the dolphins added to it because when it splashed down, it apparently stirred up a pod of dolphins.
Spiritual.
They were jumping all around next to it. That's why it was just too good to be true. It was beautiful. Beautiful. And congratulations. And I guess all the space people are okay. You know, they're a little wobbly when they go back in there, but we haven't seen. Maybe we'll see them today, and they'll do a news conference or something. Who knows? Canada has built a $6 billion deal with Australia to develop a cutting-edge radar for the Arctic that can detect hypersonic missiles and other threats coming over the curvature of the Earth. So that was announced by the new prime minister, and hundreds of millions of dollars spent on carrying out, year-round military exercises in the Arctic to build up an infrastructure in the indigenous communities that make up most of the population there. So you can scream and holler about what Trump, you know, how he's done it and all that, but they wouldn't be doing this without Trump doing this. You know, it's been hard to watch, and frankly, this, you know, it's been rough, but they did get off their billfolds, and they're spending money for the first time in a big way in a long time. So, boy, I tell you, you know, he does get results, but to get them, it's like going to the dentist without Novocaine. Watch this.
Or gas.
You know, they get the tooth out. He gets the tooth out, but Lord have mercy. Putin, you know, he's agreed to certain things, and they're moving the dial a little bit. They're hardly where they want to be, but at least he's talking, and they're giving terms, and they're negotiating, which is, again, more than we've had in the last administration.
I think I was skimming too fast, but that President Trump and President Putin were on the phone together, just them, for 90 minutes, an hour and a half?
I think it may have been longer than that.
Wow.
Somebody said it could be 3 hours or something like that. So,
is that right?
Yeah, they talked about Russia, American hockey, and they got into other stuff as well. So that's kind of, I mean, it's good. It's positive news, at least, anyway.
To win him over, man, I can hear him saying, I hate that Zelensky. I hate him. I told him off. I can hear it now.
So there's a lot going on. Germany has approved a historic spending splurge again. They're going to do some different things. I can't see what all it is. But anyway, they got a lot of stuff going on with their economy. I see that Frontier Airlines is offering free check bags on flights until August in a dig at Southwest.
A total dig. They're actually saying give up on that other airline. Let us be your new favorite airline. We'll prove we do what you like. Of course, it's only through August, and it doesn't start, the free bags on Frontier, until Southwest ends their policy.
Yeah.
When is that? Do you know? I meant to look that up.
I don't remember, but it was a little bit of grace time, but it wasn't a lot, so it's all going to come up pretty quick. Roku users. I am a Roku user, but I haven't noticed it yet, but they're testing ads that autoplay before the home screen even appears, and some people are not real happy about that. Google has acquired a cybersecurity firm, Wiz, for $32 billion, the largest acquisition. It's above our pay grade in what it's about. It's cybersecurity in clouds and between clouds and all kinds of stuff like that. Five more cars at a Tesla facility in Las Vegas were torched yesterday. The attorney general said this is domestic terrorism, and we will do, the FBI was on the scene pretty quick after, aggressive action. Vandals apparently protesting Mr. Musk. Now, one thing that I saw that they made an arrest in San Jose, I don't know much about Teslas, never been in one. I've seen them, obviously, like everybody else. They have a lot of built-in cameras in the car. And so there's one camera that was able to get this guy who came alongside it and keyed it. He was at the airport, and he was getting his bags in the parking lot, and one hand was on a key and just ran down the side of the Tesla. Well, they got that one, and they got full face on him, and it sounds like they have made an arrest in that thing. So don't be doing stuff like that. Next Tuesday is the newest inductees announcement of the Country Music Hall of Fame, the biggest honor that a country music singer can get. Vince Gill will host it. We'll know around, I think, 10 o'clock on that Tuesday. And, you know, I keep hearing a lot of buzz for Roseanne Cash, but they still haven't put in June Carter Cash in there. I hear some buzz for Kenny Chesney. I hear buzz for Clint Black.
Clint Black before Kenny Chesney, good Lord.
You know, so that's about all. Who knows after those names that I've gotten? I mean, yeah, Ray Benson, Sleep of the Wheel need to be in there and all kinds of other stuff. But but of the things that I try to guess that these crazy people are going to do, so this is the strictest fraternity you could imagine. and is what this is. And they meet and they have secret meetings, you know, and they're pledged. They can't tell anybody, and no one really even knows who the committee members are. I've discovered one or two of them by accident over the years, because I've lobbied really hard when I had to lobby to get the Oak Ridge boys in there. That was like pulling teeth. I lobbied really hard and often on WSM to get the Oak Ridge boys in there, and they wouldn't do it. They said they were a gospel group. You know, they wouldn't put in Ronnie Millsap, that I never could understand. He was the country version of Ray Charles. Finally got them all in there, the ones I lobbied for. Never got June Carter Cash, but I didn't work it that hard. I just felt like it was going to happen, but it still hadn't happened. Hadn't gotten Johnny Horton in there yet. He was a huge country star in the 50s. Ended up marrying, what was her name? Started the Hank Williams Jr.'s mother, Hank Sr.'s wife.
Miss Audrey.
Audrey. I went to her funeral. That was the first funeral I ever covered as a reporter. And Hank Jr. showed up like the mummy. He was coming out of Montana where he had nearly gotten killed. And he went to that funeral. He looked literally like the mummy. He was wrapped from his entire head was wrapped in bandages. And just enough for the eyes to come out. That was a really freaky day. Freaky day. Elton John and Brandi Carlile are going to do a one-hour special on CBS Sunday, April the 6th. They'll tape it in London, March the 26th. And Sylvester Stallone is now working on the new season of Tulsa King for Paramount Plus. They'll shoot it and are shooting it in Oklahoma and Atlanta. Back in a minute after these messages.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
A bunch more to hear from our director of Knowing Everything Going On, Page 2, Jimmy Carter.
Well, one thing that's happening, and you're not seeing it in one particular story, but if you try to put it all together, Trump has not had real good luck on many of these executive orders. I mean, everything from the ban on transgender service members, a federal judge blocked that, it's going to the Court of Appeals, to rehiring people that they fired, whether they were probationary employees or whatever they are, those are all coming back in indefinite rulings from different judges, and there's just a lot going on in the courts world. I think I'm pretty sure they expected this, and they are. Now, the one thing that certainly is going on, Wall Street has lowered the rating on Tesla. The stock is down for the ninth straight week. I don't know where that's going to end up, but I don't think it's going to be pretty. The big basketball tournament is tomorrow. They say it's going to be a whole lot of loss in productivity in the United States because people really get into the basketball thing. On Thursday and Friday, it runs most of the day. It's on, and I don't know if everybody's going to be able to see every game. CBS is the primary broadcaster, but one of the networks they use is True TV. And I expect you get it if you're on YouTube TV, but I don't know if everybody can see the games on True TV.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Remind our audio radiance. Texas is on the bubble to be in those teams. So they got the four play-in games. They don't call play-in games anymore. And that is tonight on True TV. Texas and Xavier at 8 what is it, 8:15, Eric? No, 8:10. Yeah,
don't get me lying.
8:10 tonight. And if we win there, then we get to be in the field of, what is it, 68? And play Indiana?
Illinois.
Well, in my state, right there.
It started with an there was a great game. I saw the end of it, and I've seen the highlight this morning. Alabama State will play Auburn on Friday. You go from being a provisional, which is beyond the 64, and then you get to play the number one seed. So, you know, they're not trying to help you. But Alabama State threw it at the buzzer. I mean, there were 3 seconds left. They threw the ball the entire court, and then the guy threw it up there, and it went in with 0.7 seconds left to go.
By the way,
it was quite exciting.
You know Alabama really well. Other than the obvious answer, Alabama, where is Alabama State?
Alabama State is Montgomery.
Oh, right there.
Called the Hornets. It's a primarily black university.
Gotcha. That's also
three or four of those.
You mentioned Miss Audrey and Hank Williams. That's where they're buried. And boy, if you want to go see it, which I did a few months ago, driving through there, it ain't easy to find.
I could have led you in there pretty quick. We used to go up there and drink. Well, that was one of the big things we did in high school. They'd run you out, but you could always go up there.
I don't remember the name of the cemetery.
Have a beer with Hank.
But did you? Yeah, because it's really neat the way once you find it, and it's like on the side of not a hill, but almost a mountain. And
it's a hill, yeah. Looking north, it's a pretty big hill. You can see way out there, and then you see Patterson Field, which was the beautiful minor league ballpark, which is across the street. And I got a lot of relatives buried in that particular cemetery. I get them all. Greenwood, Oakwood, I think that's Oakwood. And
Oakwood.
Senior thing is up. Yeah, Senior is up there with Audrey, and it's a beautiful marble structure, you know, with his stuff and her stuff and the cowboy hat and all kinds of things like that. It's very cool. And then, of course, Alan Jackson wrote the famous song Midnight in Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
Which was about that, because this whole thing of going up there at midnight to see Hank.
Well, you grew up there and all, but I give a little tip to folks who might be going by Montgomery and get off the interstate. It's right there. You know, when you look it up, it's going to say it's Oakwood Cemetery, where I spent 45 minutes trying to find it. There's an annex to the Oakwood Cemetery that's not easy to find compared to that one. And that's where
the original Oakwood Cemetery is, where they've got Civil War people buried and stuff. I mean, that's a really narrow roads in there.
Oh, yeah.
Hank Williams Museum is very nice. It's on Commerce Street near the old train station. And that's definitely a cool museum. It's got the car that he was last in and all kinds of cool stuff on that.
What little town is Hank Williams? Because on the same trip,
Greenville. Well, and
where his boyhood home is. I went to that museum.
Yeah, it starts with an A, and not Andalusia. Maybe it is Andalusia.
It's not Andalusia, but it's a real small town.
Padmore. It's one of those with an A. Yeah, it's somewhere down there, but I've never been to that.
Okay.
But he was really, most of his youth, he was in Montgomery. That's where he learned to play guitar and learned to do everything. And my mother would not cash his checks because he would write. He was a drunk, and he would write bad checks.
Really?
And she worked when you wanted to cash a check in the olden days, and it's hard to imagine today, you had to go somewhere to cash it, like the probate court at the county courthouse was a place that you could cash checks, because they were always getting money for tags and every other thing. And he would go in there and do it, and they'd finally quit cashing his checks. And he had a radio station where I started. He had his own radio show.
Keep asking you questions, but... Can you explain, what is a check?
Yeah, what is a check? I still got a few. Somebody wanted one the other day. I needed it for something. Oh, I had to read the routing number to get somebody to send me money, you know, through the whatever they send it through out there. And they wanted the routing number and the whole deal. That was for taxes. Yeah, that's how I paid Uncle Sam. Had to get out my check to find the routing number to put it
on. Oh, for direct deposit, yeah.
For direct deposit or direct send, sucking out.
How much are you getting back? Look, listen to
you. No. I paid dearly this year. I hurt. I'm still sore. I can't sit out. In fact, it's hard to sit out. Uncle Sam gave it to me directly. Netflix, Happy Gilmore 2. I watched part of it yesterday. That was It makes me laugh doing the story about making me laugh. It does look good. It comes out on Netflix July the 25th. And they did renew Tulsa King with Stallone and James Taylor. They're going to use his music for what they call a jukebox musical. They've done it with Neil Diamond. They've done it with Four Seasons, you know, using their music as framework of a story. And do it on Broadway, and they're going to do that with Sweet Baby James. So that should be something very good. But the big deal of the day is the show tonight, the Opry 100, a live celebration on NBC at 7 o'clock. It's 3 hours of prime time, hosted by Blake Shelton. Here's a couple of the quick, what they think are the highlights, and they probably are. Reba doing a Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn tribute, Post Malone and Travis Tritt singing T-R-O-U-B-L-E, Garth and Trisha doing a salute to George Jones and Tammy Wynette, Carly Pierce honoring Dolly Parton, Blake Shelton, Trace Adkins, Clint Black doing a 90s party jam, Alan Jackson in what may be his last TV appearance, Chattahoochee, Keith Urban doing Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue while Crystal Gayle sits in the audience.
Oh.
Barbara Mandrell returns to television and introduces Kelsey Ballerini performing Barbara's song I Was Country When Country Wasn't Cool. And if that idiot producer doesn't have Barbara sing at least the last sentence or something, like with a duet with her, then they're not very good.
She might do that, right? You used to work for her. Would she do that?
Yeah. I could have made her do it. It's just the last sentence. I mean, stand up next to Kelsey, and I was country when country wasn't cool.
Everybody that's be on their feet, do. Man. Yeah.
That's all you got to do. So we'll see.
She's like the only person in the history of music that retired and meant it. She never came back.
Yeah, she did try to. I watched her do this. She tried to get back in a little bit.
Really?
On some kind of salute. Yeah, she tried once. A little bit, and then she tried with some other thing, and you know, and it just once you take the house down and burn down the lot and build a 7-Eleven there, it's really hard to come back and do it. And she, you know, got rid of everything, and it was time had passed. Fame is fleeting. That's why when you get up there at the top, you know, you don't want to have someone tell you to leave, but leaving prematurely, she was tired, but. You know, who knew she was going to, you know, she's lived a long time and she's not that old. She left early. There's no doubt about that. This could be either the great moment or a stinker bomb. Jelly Roll and Ashley McBride doing John and June Carter Cash.
Oh, what do you think, Harry? I think it'll be great.
I saw him do it at Saturday Night Live concert and his was the worst one of the night. He did Johnny Cash and it came across really thin.
Uh-oh.
Really thin, so we'll see.
Well,
who is Aloe Black?
Who can make a Johnny Cash song work? Only Roseanne. That's it.
I tell you who could do it, Jamie. Well, I tell you one person. Trace Adkins, for one, could do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you need somebody with some bass, with some voice. And June Carter, okay, that can be almost anybody. Who is Aloe Black?
Oh, man, he's great, man. I saw him... When Jimmy Kimmel was doing his show from Austin, I forget, over at the Long Center or something, and that was the musical guest. What's the name of his song? It's kind of like a Pharrell Williams kind of happy kind of song.
Can't remember. Aloe Black.
He's going to sing with the McClary sisters, a Charlie Pride salute, Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
On the Opry special?
Yep.
Well, I said he's good.
Do Kiss an Angel Good Morning. That might be good. Someone's got to be cool to do that. Whatever I chanced him. And then The Man was his song, Bob.
Sorry, took me a second.
The Man. I can do Johnny Cash. Oh,
thank you. So you'll see a lot of people on this show. I hope they don't, you know, they can't just dance over Roy Acuff, Bill Monroe, Hank Snow.
No.
And some of those people, which it sounds like they might, but we'll see. Minnie Pearl, Little Jimmy Carter.
Porter?
Porter Wagner, yes, and that type of thing. So I hope these are out-of-town people that are producing it with some of the Gaylord people that own the Opry, And I don't, you know, these
we'll see how good a real Opry special it is. And I'm being serious here. If they don't have some kind of feature that, you know, just seconds, almost like a memorial tribute or something, maybe, I don't know, but it doesn't have something that pays homage to the Skillet Lickers and Jumpin' Bill Carlisle and people like that, then they ain't capturing the whole Opry of 100 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I was doing this, and okay, they've got Post Malone doing and Travis Tritt doing T-R-O-U-B-L-E, I'd have them started out doing From the Great Atlantic Ocean to the Wide Pacific Shore, and then slap hands and then go dinner to dinner to dinner and go into T-R-O-U-B-L-E. That's how I would salute, you know, and honor some of these other people out there. And they could have had Brad do Little Jimmy Dickens something, but they have him doing Whiskey Lullaby with Alison Krauss.
And isn't it true with all your wisdom, that I'll let you go, but they, you know, for this to be carried on NBC, you got to work with them to assure them you're doing everything to really attract 18 to 49s, right?
No doubt, and that's why you don't want to be doing a Roy Acuff salute or a Bill Monroe salute, but what you do is you do it in the coolest way possible, 30 seconds or 10 seconds, 20 seconds, just to acknowledge, you know, that these are the people. Show them up there on the screen behind you and say, man, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these people.
You know who likes really old country music besides really old people is really young people. It's a fact. Millennials.
Yeah. I'm sure you could get some of the coolest people. I mean, if they'd wanted to. But again, you got to understand the product for you got to do. You could get Johnny Depp. You could get John Mayer. You could get the coolest of the cool people to have done some of this with the oldest things in the catalog. You know, just a little taste of it. Then you jump into the other stuff.
Okay, that's tonight, 7 o'clock on Peacock and of course NBC. Right.
The following program will be brought to you in living color on NBC.
Dun dun dun.
That's right.
Great report, Jimmy.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Tomorrow it is. Jimmy Carter, thank you. And also thanks, sincerely, to Jim Swertner and Swertner Farm and Ranch and Capital Land and Livestock, and Mike Regan and his gang at the three locations of Crestview RV.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.